Amen and amen and amen. We talk about a governor, praise God. Amen. Amen. Usually like to, amen, my mind goes, I'll say, amen, praise God, to motor vehicles and the engine because, amen, praise God, in my youth, amen, we, amen, had the privilege to be able to drive a school bus. And, amen, praise God, the school bus, amen, praise God, had what was called a governor upon the engine. What it meant was that, amen, praise God, if you got up to a certain speed, amen, praise God, the governor would kick in so that you could not go beyond that. In other words, praise God, the governor was there, praise God, to hold you back, amen, from going up, amen, too fast. Amen, praise God. If your foot was heavy, don't worry. The governor will kick in if you get the going too fast. Can you say amen? And so it is, praise God, in, amen, praise God, our life. Amen, praise God. There are things, praise God, that God has ordained and designed, amen, to keep us in check. Because if we're not careful, sometimes we'll get a little out of control. Can we say amen? And we, praise God, will go a little bit too far, too fast. Amen, praise God, and get out of the place that God desires us to be in. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, we're living in a time where, amen, praise God, there is a lot of emphasis placed on material things. Amen, praise God, we want that house and we want to have that house in that neighborhood. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God, there is, amen, praise God, amen, a certain idea about, amen, making my age. And if I'm 40, I ought to be making 40. If I'm 50, at least 50. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God, we, amen, praise God, have, amen, praise God, the idea, praise God, that is very important, praise God, for us, amen, to establish ourselves, amen, in a way, praise God, where we are not in the lower, amen, praise God, percentage rate of the middle class, but we want to be in the upper middle class. Somebody say amen. Amen, praise God. And amen, we, hallelujah, amen, hear the preachers on the radio sometime telling us, amen, praise God, quoting some of these scriptures that I just read. Hallelujah, praise God, how the Lord, amen, praise God, wants you to be blessed and how he wants you to be wealthy and how he wants you to have this and that. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, we are not to be hard on the prosperity preachers because God does want us to prosper. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God, make no mistake about it. Amen, God didn't save you, amen, praise God, to make you the tail. He saved you to make you the head. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. But this Apostle John, amen, praise God, as he writes in this third epistle, praise God, he lets it be known that his desire also is for the people of God to prosper. Amen, praise God. It's nothing, amen, wrong with the message of prosperity, except that it's not complete. Can you say amen? The church, he expresses, amen, his heartfelt desire, amen, beloved, I would, amen, it's my desire that you prosper and be in health. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? But amen,
he said, even as your soul prospers. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, praise God. God wants me to do good. He wants me to have some material faith. He declared, hallelujah, I can be above and not beneath. But we've got to understand that real, hallelujah, prosperity. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Is connected. Hallelujah. Praise God. To good success. Can you say amen? In other words, praise God, you can't really be prosperous except you have good success. Can you say amen? And that will then, we've got to understand what is the measure of good success. What will God call good success? What does God say good success is all about? Can you say amen? Well, he told Joshua, listen here, your good success is going to be a tie to your obedience to my word. You want good success? Then do what I tell you. You want good success? Hallelujah, then hear what I instruct you. You want good success? Hold on to my word and don't let it go. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God, is a blessing to know that everywhere you go, the blessing of God will attend you. Can you say amen? He told Joshua, when you cross over into the land of Canaan, no man will be able to stand in front of you. Everywhere your foot goes, hit the ground, I'm coming to you. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? I ain't got to worry about who's in charge. I ain't got to worry about my boss. Can you say amen? All I got to keep in mind is that if I do what God called me to do, I'm going to have good success. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Tell your
Testament every now and then to make sure our governor is working. Tell your neighbor, you got to make an assessment every now and then to make sure your governor is working. Can you say amen?
Is a cry for life.
Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you got good
sister. You don't want to die. And I ain't talking about physical either. I'm talking about spiritual. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you don't want to die. You want to live. Can you say amen?
Look at his heart.
Can you say amen? Why he loved God. He walked upon the white
a way, amen, praise God, that we will walk in a way that pleases God, that God will give us things.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
He'll give you what you need.
Yes.
He'll give it to you when you need it.
Yes.
And amen, that God ain't stingy.
No.
Sometimes he'll give you abundance.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
One thing about God bless you. You don't have enough to bless God.
That's what you do.
Can you say amen? Some of us try to do like the man in Luke. We try to build bigger barns. Oh, Lord, I heard your suits in my closet. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Build another closet. You say, amen. Amen, praise God. But a governor got to kick in somewhere. You say, amen. I got 100 pairs of shoes. And you say, thank you. And we say, man, let me get another shoe back. And you say, amen. A governor needs to kick in. Amen. You styling and your sister, they ain't quite there. Can you say amen? And you know good well you ain't gonna get back around to that pair of shoes. Amen. For the next 2-3 years. When you finally get back to that, and you know, I think I'll wear y'all again. Say thank you. Amen. Know that things. Get ahead of our relationship with God. Let my soul live.
Yeah.
Let your praise.
Yes.
Let my soul live.
Yeah.
I will magnify.
Yeah.
Let my soul live.
Yeah.
I'm not going to worry about amen, the things that I have,
yeah.
But my intention will be to give you glory and give you praise.
Yeah.
From the rising of the sun to the going down. Make sure that you check your governor. Make sure you look and make sure you examine where you are. And if you got more things than you got spirit, you need to leave some stuff alone. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. If you got more things, amen, praise God, than you got relationship, you need to leave some stuff alone. You got more things than you got Bible reading.
Come on.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? More things than prayer. It needs to be some things alone. And go to God and say, Lord, amen, praise God, amen, praise God. I want my soul to live. And I want my soul to live. Ain't no life in the car, ain't no life in the suit, ain't no life in the shoe, ain't no life in the money. Can you say amen? Ain't no life in none of these things. But in you, Lord, there is life. And the life that you give is more abundant. Than ever. God gives everlasting. Wherever God speaks of the light that he is, his everlasting light. See, God don't give peace like men give. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Neither does he give life like men give. Because men, amen, praise God, check you out. And when you mess up, you did. Can you say amen? Can you say amen?
Amen.
But when God gives life,
yeah.
Amen, praise God, you stumble and you fall. Even if you judge yourself worthy of death, David, before he found out who the man was, he said, that man didn't die. Had no compassion. He had no mercy. He took that poor man's little ewe lamb that was all that he had, that he had nurtured up from his bosom, and he wouldn't sacrifice it. Amen. Praise God. He would do it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Take this poor man, you lamb, and kill it. Can you say amen? It was a lamb. A lamb. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And, amen. Praise God. And David said that man ought to die.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Why? Because he had no compassion. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you imagine how David felt when Nathan looked at him and said, "Thou art a man." Can you say amen?
Yes.
David had already said it out of his mouth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He ought to die. But man's judgment does not supersede God's judgment. Can you say
amen?
And even though David had given fuel to the enemy, a reason for a lot of, amen, the haters of God to blaspheme, God still would not kill him. And he told him, "Thou shalt not die. But you're going to be judged. But you're not going to die." Men, praise God, are not like God. Amen, praise God. Men will cut you off. Can you say amen? Men will allow you to die. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But God is a gracious God. What is your... I already got it in my thing. It's already outlined for a message. Fighting the good fight of faith. What is the purpose of fighting the good fight of faith? It is to lay hold on eternal life. That's your purpose. God wants you to live and not to die. And God, amen, praise God, allowed the psalmist to cry out, "Lord, let my soul live, and it shall praise thee."
Amen.
And when you praise him, don't praise him just for the things.
Hallelujah.
Praise him for who he is.
Hallelujah.
Don't praise him just for the things. Bless him in the sanctuary. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellence. And at the end of it all, let everything.